is Shane Oyat. I am from St. Croix, Chippewa Indians of Wisconsin, and I am an Ojibwe woman. My spirit name is Wabanung Yizhuk Ikwe, which is Eastern Day Morning Star Woman. I was raised with both my parents. I grew up in an alcoholic home, and I witnessed, seen it, and experienced all forms of abuse. When I look back today, it's pretty sad. Like, there's a lot of loss and there's a lot of pain. And I was always looking for a sense of belonging growing up. Had a lot of shame and guilt because of some of the things that have happened to me growing up. I was sexually abused. I was physically abused, emotionally, mentally abused, just by seeing all the abuse in my home. I guess growing up, I just wanted to run away from things, and I turned to marijuana and drinking at a young age. At like 11 years old, I was drinking and smoking marijuana and acting up in school. I never did get to be a child, so I guess, I don't know, I felt like a sense of belonging in drugs and alcohol. I continued to do that. By the time I was 15, I was a full-blown alcoholic. Then at 15 years old, 15, 16, I started smoking crack. I continued to do that till I was about 18 years old, and then I started smoking meth, and I continued to do that. And then it became meth is where I found my comfort and a sense of belonging, which today I can say I know that that's not a place of comfort or a sense of belonging. I had my first child. He was taken from me when he was 6 years old. I had to give his grandmother guardianship of him. I had my second child, my daughter, 2014, 2015, I had my son. 2017, I had my fourth child, my second daughter. So at this time, I got four children, and they've all been taken from me. And just having your purpose in life taken from you, that's painful, you know? I really, really struggled with drug addiction throughout the years, trying to find myself. And like, that's when I was like, you know, nothing in my life is gonna change unless I do something about it. Like, I can't blame nobody. I have to hold myself accountable for my actions. And then God came into my life. I met my godmother, and she would take me to church with her. And she showed me love like no other, and like I felt like I belonged. In 2017, I gave my life to Christ, and my life hasn't been the same since. It's changed tremendously, and I praise God, because by the grace of God, I'm here today. I'm able to tell my story and share some of my experiences in life with you. It was a long, hard road, and you know, my life's only begun, because today, I got 1 year sober, free from meth, and delivered from that spirit of darkness. God completely delivered me from that spirit of darkness. I completely surrendered my life and my will to God's will, and I found a sense of belonging. I belong, and I am who God says I am. I am His daughter. I wouldn't change my life for nothing today. I'm able to stay sober through my spiritual foundation and turning to God. I'm given strength in these struggles, and I'm not even a victim anymore. I'm victorious, and I'm a child of the Most High God, and I love Jesus.